Save big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Save big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Well now, Luke O'Neill joins us from Dublin. Luke, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How's it going?
We're on our summer tour. So
I believe
I'm here
so.
And you're
in Cork
there.
And I'm up here. Yeah, that's right.
Now, talk to me about booster shots. I've had my second booster and so far so good, but touch wood very loudly. Why are they so important?
Yeah, it's so important, Pat. I mean, kind of re-emphasising, if you're eligible, go and get one, because over half the people in hospital at the moment with COVID haven't had their booster, you see, and the most sick people in hospital at the moment are with COVID or unvaccinated, you know. So in other words, if you're called, go and get your booster, because if you're over 65, you'll get the second booster, or if your immune system is weakened. They're the groups at the moment who are eligible to be boosted, yeah. And the evidence
I'm
is so
surprised
strong.
At those numbers about the totally unvaccinated cohort still being, you know, I suppose, living in denial.
Yeah, strange. Yeah, because the evidence mounts month by month by month. The vaccines are working and stopping severe disease. I guess one confusion, but is you can still get infected, as we know, if you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
But the truth is the vaccines stop you getting really sick. And yet again in Ireland, the most sick in hospital at the moment are unvaccinated. So the message is very clear. Please turn up for your vaccine is the message as ever.
Yeah. We don't know yet what the program of boosting will be going forward and whether there'll be tailored boosters or whether, you know, it'll be every 6 months you'll get a booster. That plan has not really unfolded.
No, but it's being examined very closely, Pat, of course, by the COVID advisory group and also by the immunization committee. They're examining this really closely at the moment because obviously in the autumn, what will it look like is one question. Will we give the, and by the way, by the end of July, the expectation is the FDA and the EMA would approve the new Omicron vaccine, you see. So if that happens, that would be the one that would be available from September. More than likely, Pat, with the flu shot is one idea that they're thinking about at the moment, as we've discussed before. So I would expect strong recommendations on the vaccine campaign for the winter to emerge soon enough.
Now, we hear of people being infected for a second or even a third time with Omicron. So this wishful thinking about herd immunity has not been realised.
No, it's simply because this new variant came along. Our fear is always new variants, remember, and there's still a risk of an extra variant emerging in the autumn. And Omicron is the latest one in the BA.4/5, the siblings, as it were. Omicron is five times more likely to reinfect you than Delta, you see. And there's an amazing fact that's been uncovered studying it. So therefore, in other words, it's really infectious variant has arisen that can break through and infect people. But again, the reason is simple, Pat. You don't get immunity in your nose, you see, from the vaccine. And in fact, from infection, there's not a huge amount of immunity in your nose, but you do get it in your lungs. So therefore, you're protected from severe disease. The UK have just reported there were nearly 900,000 reinfections up to April 2022, you see, which is a huge number, isn't it? But again, that didn't translate into severe disease because the vaccination level was so high.
Now, the numbers are in so far, and it's a rising number all the time, and that is the number of lives that have been saved by the use of vaccines.
This is a remarkable study, Pat, which is superb. Science, again, has looked into it. So, first of all, Pat, 5 billion people have had at least one shot. I mean, can you imagine that for a second, Pat? 5 billion of the world's population has had at least one shot of a vaccine, which is tremendous to hear. You know, it's just a great number, isn't it? They've examined 185 countries in the first year of vaccination, so from December 2020 to December 2021. 2021. They examined that single year and nearly 20 million deaths were avoided by the vaccination campaign. It would have been an extra 600,000 if the vaccine had got to the low-income countries. There would have been even more, you know. But that just shows you how many lives these vaccines have saved. 20 million in the first year alone. Now, it could be twice that, given they've only looked at the first year, you know, and now we're halfway through year two. So I would suspect it's a lot higher than that. But the numbers at the moment are saying 19.8 million is the exact number, actually. Deaths avoided, you know, lives saved through the vaccination campaign.
Yeah. And again, to reiterate, as you've done many times, the vaccines don't stop you contracting COVID. They stop you getting very seriously ill and therefore much less likely to be in hospital.
Exactly.
And that's the selling point of vaccines. Because some of the anti-vax people, the vaccine hesitant people said, I know someone who's vaccinated and they got COVID.
Yep.
You know, so we have to stress.
We do.
Yeah. It doesn't stop you getting it, but it certainly mitigates the effects.
And that's what the immune system tells us. The immune system can't really get into your nose is the strange thing. You know, it can get into your lungs. So therefore the vaccine won't protect your nose and you pick up the virus, you get sniffles and so on, you have a few symptoms. But luckily enough, if it does get to your lungs, then the immune system kills the virus and stops you getting really sick. And that's the simple message,
no
really.
Possibility of squirting a booster up your nose?
Well, that's the next thing. I mean, there's so many vaccines in development, as we discussed before, but there's something like 40 vaccines being examined. Several of those might protect the nose as well. That'd be a wonderful thing to emerge. We've always had trouble developing what are called mucosal vaccines that protect, you know, things like your nose. So that's always been a challenge, and more research is happening there. But some of the ones in development could well protect the nose as well, and wouldn't that be wonderful? Because now you'd have the two consequences of vaccination. You'll stop getting infected and stop severe disease, which would be great.
Now, you want to point up to how public health authorities can make mistakes which can lead to fatalities, and Hong Kong is the example you've chosen.
Well, yet again, if you want evidence that the vaccine's working, look at Hong Kong. So Hong Kong has been in a really bad place. It had a very low death rate for a long time. But before the start of 2022, only 212 people had died, right, in Hong Kong. That was mainly because of public health measures, like lockdown was quite severe there and so on. Omicron came along, and there's been 9,000 deaths from Omicron, you see. And the reason is the low vaccine uptake. You know, 70% of deaths are in the over 80s, but 73% of those are not vaccinated at all, you see. So now there's a real life, I guess, experiment that if you release Omicron into an unvaccinated population, you get a high death rate, you see, because obviously Omicron can be severe in the unvaccinated group. And what's happening in Hong Kong is there are a lot of searching as to why this is. Why was there such hesitancy, especially in the older people? The over 65s were especially vaccine hesitant there, you know. And sadly, then the images from Hong Kong were like Bergamo almost. The hospitals were overwhelmed through the Omicron wave, you see, and all the 9,000 deaths happened because of that. So again, it emphasises how if you get the vaccination campaign wrong, the consequence is people losing their lives, basically.
And then, of course, there was information lacking, I suppose, on the effectiveness of Pfizer versus Sinovac, the two vaccines they were using. Pfizer, much better than Sinovac, you know, 50% probably more effective.
Yeah, there were two missteps. One was they had Pfizer and Sinovac, and they pressed for Sinovac, and it's a lot less effective. It's still pretty good, 50 to 60%, you know, but it wasn't in the 90% range. So it turns out, obviously, if it's 50%, you're going to see more problems with that vaccine. That was the one that was pressed by the authorities, was one thing. The second thing they got wrong about was they told people to talk to their medical advisors about vaccination, and that put people off because, oh, there's something wrong with these vaccines, and you get a medical advice on this, you know. And again, that gave rise to a bit of hesitancy. So it looks as if the messaging around the vaccine campaign, they got it slightly wrong. And sadly, it looks like this costs lives. So Hong Kong is a salutary tale in many ways about how to do a vaccine campaign in a way, you know, how to get the message out. The government there tried hard. I mean, they'd won raffle, Pat. You could win 1.2 million euro in a raffle if you went for your vaccine. But it still didn't work. You know, overall, there was still a lot of hesitancy there. Of course, they've learned now, and the vaccine rate is now high. They've reached 63%, I think it is now, the over 65s are now vaccinated. 61% are now vaccinated. So that's
but
good.
Still miles behind where we are.
Yeah, a good 30% behind us, you see. And Omicron is running rampant there, remember. And again, that's why we're seeing that translate into severe disease, hospitalisation, ICU admissions, the usual things, simply because Omicron is in an unvaccinated population.
Now, finally, Luke, reading a headline about the emergency HSE plan to tackle future COVID outbreaks, even as we're in the middle of something of a surge. And it turns out the GP is going to be really on the front line of testing and tracing going forward.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, we, the pharmacies and the GPs are wonderful to deploy, aren't they? Because there's a question of them being overworked maybe as well. But certainly in the autumn, you can see pharmacies and GPs playing a key role in the vaccination campaign. But it's unlikely to be mass vaccination centres again. So the vaccinations will go through GPs and pharmacies. And then, as you say, Pat, GPs will be doing lots of different things, which is great, because we all know our GPs, don't we, and we trust them. So it's very helpful then to have GPs as a key part of this.
Luke, thank you very much for joining us from the Dublin studio in Marconi House. Professor Luke O'Neill, Professor of Biochemistry at Trinity College in Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Easily transport mulch, stone, and other materials with a Masterforce heavy-duty steel wheelbarrow. Maneuver over any terrain with a 16-inch tire that never goes flat. Saving money on this and all other Masterforce tools exclusively at Menards. Visit us in-store and at Menards.com and see all the great deals going on now in our weekly flyer. Save.